You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got Producers United coming on here shortly. Few announcements to make. First, episode 60 of LFOD Radio is up right now. If you do not know, that is the Rex episode, so get tuned into that. Like I said, episode 60, which means there's 59 more for you to go through afterwards. And this one will be up there soon. LFODradio.com. SoundCloud.com/LFOD. You can hear the Rex Cypher, the Time and Lep Cypher, the Alumni Cypher series, and more. Almost everyone that comes on ciphers at this point, so you're going to start hearing more and more of those roll out. If you want to get involved in tonight's show, Twitter at LiveFreeODRadio. Hit us with some questions and stuff. Everything else is at LFODRadio. We're working on getting the Twitter the same. And if you're an artist listening, submissions at LFODRadio.com. That's what you want to do. Hit me with some clean records, and we'll see if we can get them on the air, and then we build from there. Get you on here. Do a little podcast, make it happen. One more thing before we get into this. We're looking to build our team over here at LFOD Radio. Up until this point, it's basically been a one-man show. So if you're interested in getting involved, hit us up, submissions at LFODRadio.com. Just let us know what you're into, how you would like to help. Or if you don't know how you can help and you just want to, you know, see what we're looking for, just hit us up. Either way, we'll start a convo. Bonus points if you are not a rapper, but we will entertain those queries as well. With that being said, we're going to get right into it. We said the Rex episode is up. This is some new Rex with R.A. the Rugged Man. It's called B-Slap. That's the radio edit. You can hear this one off The Greatest X. Coming soon. You're tuned into LFOD Radio. Get what you pay for, my following demand more. Play ball, out the park bars with the blah blah. Oz raw sushi in the booth, dragon roll flow. Tootie facts alike, learn early on my little birdie digging for the worm. Don't play with my emotions, big burn between two ferns. No joke, quotable quotes, I wrote beast thing, butterfly float. Knowledge I soak, it's a rebellion with hopes. I pass it long to my princes, but now I treat the booth like the trenches. Designing my adventures through the vision with freedom from mental prison. The greatest unknown living, so it's hell I gotta give them.
Bit whack and a flap and an itch slap and your wig back. If I ain't with that, get your ribs cracked. Bullets to your liver, turn your piss black. The TV news try to spin at you. Run the mode, drop any common foe. When I draw like Pablo Picasso, a blow like Escobar Pablo. The cops on the block drop like domino bombs drop below. You pics couldn't keep me locked down in Guantanamo. These soft rappers are more sensitive than just irritants. If you suicidal, sucking cyanide, Hitler's mistress. The history revision rewritten like Christian scriptures. I diss you to your face, spitting subliminal disses. I get better each year, cause clearly I'm starving. Fans watch my career evolve like theories of Darwin. Oust your prime ministers like Bangkok with a bomb squad like Hank Shock, where they bang and slang rock and Joe drop draws every time that Wu-Tang dropping. This is instead of images of Christ on their wall, they hang Pac. Title vacate, hate fake faith, race bait, culture vulture lame brain. Johnny came late. Come on,
money, homie, run that. Homie, this is flex, 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 homie, this is flex niggas. Pillow talk, wet behind the ear beginners. I pity the fool who wanna face the winter storm within my form. I enter stage black moonish, fist is typhoonish. Hottest two summers, don't matter if I do numbers. I consume again, flat, no click clack, kaboom like a Batman cartoon. Bigger, better, death or iller, let a stretcher, it's wrecker. Best to leave a rapper left upon a stretcher. Apply the pressure, my mind is clever designing. I pull the signs of the time, rhyming, plenty failures. Still climbing, I feel fine and prepared to lead a coverage bear. Goldilocks style, flow be dialing hot fire. Wow, you poop similar when it comes to fulfilling the song. Ears ringing from the slaps I administer. Got money, homie.
And then I take them home with me and win that argument regardless. You hustle to be seen, I read that on a meme. I get paper and disappear, call that vanishing cream. Yeah, I do work with the slaughters, but I'm so on top of my business that I probably go harder as part of the management team. I just step into the booth after I executive produce, and I'm effective as a noose, cause hoes wanna hang, cook me breakfast in the news. Scrambled eggs, I'm sipping juice, and I still conceal, still that Beretta is recluse. I'm from the mass terror era, you from the mask era era. So never ever compare yourself to that rapper that'll leave your new era dripping that marinara for a pair of paramedics to repair you where you're laying at. I'm saying, cat, get away from me with them Gucci sneakers. You ain't fashion forward as Kanye, I guess we do need Jesus. I'm in my coupe, I'm rocking a few jewelry pieces, playing some unheard Eminem like f*** your new releases. My team can inspire millions, the flow been fire. Ask them native NYers like the empire building. I'm just empire building when grown folks are talking quiet, children.
I came from nothing, I always wanted something. They told me I would never succeed, I would only end up dead or in jail. I'm free, I'm alive, I got money, I ain't dead or in jail.
Let's get back to the jam, though. You rocking with new friends, I'm surrounded by fam, though. That part is Mando. I don't understand your ass. Get a little fame, get a little name, then forget the same place from which you came. That ain't who I am, though. Keep sh- the same for damn show. And if your dame is on her best behavior, tell her she can text me later. I guess that's kind of boss, but this game made the word boss so lame. I prefer to be referred to as a check creator slash regulator slash get that pull your respirator plug. I'm killing them cause this game keep giving me hell. They only want me selling crack so they can give me a sale, but I spit crack to let my freedom ring. Now that's Liberty Bell. Give me a scale, it's pure dope.
I could sell it forever. Who better? Hold up, I beg your pardon. The Mac-11 weapon spark, you get severed in several parts till a 7-footer is level with Kevin Hart. 187's the deadly art, and every bar is cold as the devil's heart mixed with Eric Cartman. I'm the best in every department.
Yes, I'm sorry. These got me hype, man, and this really ain't the type, man. I listen to what you write and everything just sound aight, man. You better off a hype, man. Who, me? Music is my life, man.
Came from nothing.
Yeah.
I always wanted something. They told me I would never succeed.
Never.
I would only end up dead or in jail. I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm alive.
I'm alive.
I got money. I ain't dead or in jail.
Shots of truth I ride to, tallest to garnish you, who would lie to? An early morning spark, having thoughts of a fly through. But traveling this road, so surreal as to buy you, as people walk by you, and most to be high too, I'm obliged to take it on stride and surprise you. I have a toast, hallelujah to the most, catch a breeze above my coast. History hitting the fan, I'm free without a paddle, rattle this man like a saddle for voodoo. God is a fool, I'm going 90, past Google Cash, man, who knew it was only timing. The fast lane where people still gotta slow it down. Y'all thinking landing you're on a planet that goes around. Come around a corner where my sun shine a light into your mug, you're not a gun. Hold power, power for really nothing. Where we from?
With the rhythm, get clapped. Haters get gapped. Always rap stitches on and get smacked. Run and tell me that life is not what happens, but it's more how you react. You wanna grind, get a stack, and put it on your racks. On racks with a strap, the following on tap. Steady flowing, daily one within the track. Arms open and embrace. Yo, it's like magic. See this unfold, the story's told and time's tragic. The weakest of poems with triggers blown across the atlas. Look in the eyes, she's still alive, dust and ashes that drop in your mind. It's time to clean up my sublime life. This ain't seen behind my veil. In times that I replenish my strength, you thought I'd fail. Falling up like gravity bail. Detroit gave us jail, then justice means I ain't paling a wholesale. So I'm going for self like what? Just your close digits, beating on stealth. My bones wishes exploding. Like flaming with gas, which is the past. Being wise as a serpent, living above grass, slithering between our crack sales and riddling for dividends. Thinking higher than buying epiphany and flippering. Like a dolphin, thought season and cauldrons. Omens for your omen, like Christ born in a Trojan heist. Get frozen in life just by exposing your vice. Picking through orangey hair, rolling roaches and lice and lush papers. My kite struck lightning, striking the 40 acres. Someone fighting, I'm hype. It's the world, I'm Scarface with a soft face. I'm furled, my beard covered with Earl to spit again. Like an infant who's born from woman that's gone. Full of love in the world that's war torn. Life is simply an embrace.
With the rhythm, get clapped. Haters get tapped. Always rap stitches on a kiss smack. Run and tell me that life is not what happens, but it's more how you react. You wanna cry, get a stack, then put it on your racks. On racks with a strap. The following on tap, steady flowing, daily one within the strap.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory. Do you understand? Never take your eyes off your opponent, even when you bow.
Yes, we are live on LFOD Radio. We got Sean Patel, Producers United.
What's up?
And we have Michelle Richardson in here quoting Paranom.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good.
Really good. Letting it rain.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, real quick, before we get into the pro-U stuff, just to remind people, we just played that Rex R.A., the Rugged Man, that is off his upcoming album, The Greatest X. You can learn about that at lfodradio.com. After that, we had Static, Selecta, and Crooked Eye, Dead or in Jail, off their brand new album, King Crooked. And finally, Paranom with The Embrace. Now, you have something going on with Paranom right now.
Yeah, Producers United is running a $100 remix contest. And anyone can just go to soundcloud.com/paranom-acapellas. And he has his EP, his latest new EP, the 777 EP with Al Divino. And it did really well, so people can just go there and find all his acapellas. And it's been going well. A lot of people have entered. Chronic Tone has an entry, and he won the $1,000 Stu Beats Showcase, and he has an entry with like 800 plays right now. And there's
Shout
some crazy
Chronic.
Ones. Yeah.
Yeah, we had him in here a couple weeks ago. That's the homie.
Yeah.
So what do people do? They just download the acapella, remix it, and then they put it on SoundCloud, and you pick what's best? Or who picks what's best? Paranom?
Right, so me and Paranom, and maybe we'll have another judge, and we'll probably pick a top seven, and we'll give them a little something, which will be a surprise. That'll be announced in a few weeks, and then we'll choose. And to enter, you just tag Pro U Contest on your entry when you upload it, and you use our image. We have like a $100 image that was created by Ree Murphy of Smooth Gang, and she's really good with flyers and everything. As is Michelle Richardson, who's in the studio.
Thank you.
Right, so like on SoundCloud, like DJs are really super hungry for good acapellas, and they love making remixes. There's producers from all over the world that are entering. Yeah,
that's dope. So people who are listening and they're saying, all right, this guy, what is he doing? Now, you represent Producers United.
Right.
What is that? Because I don't even know if I know.
Right, yeah.
I have an idea.
Yeah, I think most people don't know. First of all, I just want to say again that Paranom got our 2014 Rapper of the Year Award, and we try to spotlight people who do not get a chance to get known in the world. We're like anti-mainstream, kind of, and we want to give light to people who are the underdogs, and people like Paranom. He went over the world in Europe, and he had the number two underground hip-hop single with Microphone Phenomenal, but over here he comes in Boston and a lot of people don't know who he is. So that was like the meaning of the article. And We're a group of about 25 people, marketers, and artists, MCs, mostly producers, and we just try to mainly support each other's careers. That's the basic premise.
So it's a community,
right? Yeah, and we have an affiliate group, and basically we're like a brotherhood, and we used to have girls in it, but We stopped that because we'd fall in love with the girls, and then we have to kick them out because
so
we get distracted.
Boys only club.
Yeah, now it's a boys only club, but we have an affiliate group with some talented female singers and such like that.
Oh man, so that's awesome. That's amazing. So Pro U, you got the Paranom contest. People are hearing about this. If they listened, they heard some pieces of that. They're not quite sure still what to do. Do you have a website they can go to? Can they just go to producersunited.com?
Yeah. Or the easiest way is we have our directions for the contest linked, pinned at the top of our Facebook page at facebook.com/producersunitedbeats.
Okay. Basically everything is at Producers United or Producers United Beats.
Yes. And the website's theproducersunited.com. And basically we're like an international group, as Michelle was telling me. Like that's what the globe symbolizes. We have producers from England, the Netherlands, and pretty much all over. We started on SoundCloud. I was just checking out music. My friend told me to check out SoundCloud. It was a hot spot. I was like, whatever. And then I would find
whatever.
And I'll find these people like J1K, and he'd have like 70 followers, but amazing music. And so I started managing him, and you know, he was just a regular dude with who's like a teacher, elementary teacher, and like, you know, a bedroom producer. But we just worked hard and like kept growing. And now he has like 18,000 followers, and we want to keep working until like he becomes huge. Like when we got a feature finally with Rex, that was huge for him because he looked up to Rex from the early days.
So what's coming up for 2016 then? Just growing the J1K thing. You have this Paranom contest. Is Paranom is J1K the main focus of Producers United?
No, he's like a captain, but we have a bunch of producers. Dutch Trump from Florida, he makes like crazy instrumentals with like live sounds and like crazy pianos. And we have a young, and he helps with a lot of the vision creating for Producers United. And we have Mr. Cha of England. He's like 19 years old from Zimbabwe. His family's from Zimbabwe, but he lives in England. He works with a lot of like young female singers, and he's got like a very creative.
Whoa, he's like, breaking the rules.
Yeah. And he's got a very hipster vibe, like the ones who he works with. You'll hear some of that later.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we're going to actually play some music in a sec. We're going to definitely go back to the very beginning and tell the whole story. I just want to make sure people know they can connect with you at Producers United on pretty much everything.
Or you can add me on the Facebook at... It's facebook.com/SeanPatel, S-H-A-W-N, Patel.
Have you seen that new show?
Oh, there's a show about Patels, yeah? What is it called?
I think it's like Meet the Patels.
Yeah, I heard it's good. Lisa Finelli was telling me about it.
I haven't seen it yet, but I...
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, they're making you famous.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're making them famous. I thought of you when I heard of it.
That's awesome. But it's actually not my real last name, but I don't tell anyone my real last name. It's industry.
Okay. Oh, really?
Industry thing.
Really?
Yeah.
This is like your J.K. Rowling.
He's a superhero. Yeah.
So is your first name even Sean?
Yeah, it is actually. My brother and sister have Indian names, and they gave me an American name, so it'd be easier for everyone.
And but then you just picked like a generic Indian last name.
Yeah,
you?
Exactly. It keeps the privacy. In high school, I went by that when my sister was trying to get me on Facebook. So I just told her, you know, put it Sean Patel. I was like, whatever. And then that became my nickname. And now, like, my old friends have actually forgotten my real last name.
Dude, you're like a spy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The Secret Life of Sean Patel. That's going to be a movie someday.
Hope
jeez.
Not.
Well, yeah. They'll never uncover it. So real quick, before I play some music, I want to let people know, at Live Free OD Radio on Twitter, if they have questions for you about Pro U, about anything. And 2016 is going to be big, so definitely stay tuned. This song I'm about to play here, Where's the Love? This is J1K. Is this a new one, or is this one of his older tracks? Or do you want to tell us a little bit about it before we hit play here?
It's a little bit old, but should check it out on SoundCloud. It has like 8,000 plays and has some amazing art on it. And Tim Nyan and Pac-Man of Pro U did a song on it. It's really nice.
The legendary Tim Nyan.
Yes. He's a great guy.
He's one of my favorite people. All
Doppelganger.
Right.
Doppelganger.
Yeah, that too. We can talk about that off there. Where's the Love, J1K, Live Free or Die Radio. We'll be back with Sean Patel, Michelle Richardson, and more about Producers United after this.
Thank you.
Live Free or Die Radio, Producers United. We got Sean Patel,
hey,
and the lovely Michelle Richardson in the building.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
How art thou?
I'm great.
Okay,
good. We're getting Shakespearean.
Yes. It's raining. It's romantic. I figured I might as well throw it out there.
Oh. Oh. Oh, boy.
How art thou, Sean?
Yeah.
Sean, you're a romantic type of cat, I can tell.
Yep. Rec shop.
Movement.
Romance.
movement.
Did you get anyone get you any flowers on Sunday?
Yeah.
Really?
No. You?
I don't get flowers usually. I give them sometimes.
Oh, yeah. You do?
But yeah, I usually don't give it on Valentine's. Surprises are the best, right? It's like expected on Valentine's too.
I don't believe in Valentine's.
You know?
Really? We got two different things going on here. Sean Patel with the surprise flowers. That's a that's a boss move.
Yes.
Michelle just not into the Hallmark holidays.
No.
Yeah. All right, I can respect that.
Yeah.
Still not a bad day.
I feel like the commercialization of it has taken away the genuine nature of it.
Well, you gotta, yeah, but if you're a genuine person, you'll find a way to do it genuinely.
Yeah.
Without, you know, giving Hallmark any more money.
I feel like if you're a genuine person, it's every day is Valentine's Day.
Bam.
Well, so. You know me, I'm just a hopeless romantic, a real Romeo, so. Anyway, Tinder. Let's focus here on the Producers United. So, those three songs we just played, all Producers United affiliated producers, if not members. Can you talk a little bit about each of those guys we just heard from, where are they from, how you found them, and then we're going to hit the rewind button and talk about how this whole thing got started.
For sure, thanks. So J1K, I found him on SoundCloud, and he is from Maryland, and he's about 26 now. He's married, and he's a school teacher. Dud Trump is and he's really into the boom bap, and like he did a lot of remixes of Big L and Tupac, and just did one with Biggie called Everyday Struggle, and those are really popular. For people, they love his remixes. And we had Da Trump, the second beat, featuring a singer named Kia. It was called Sunshine. And he has some really interesting music, and he makes his own sounds and sound packs and gets them to distributors. He's a real visionary, helps us with our vision. And so the third one was Mr. Cha from England. And he's about 19 years old. He's going to school for music production. Works with a lot of the females and singers. And you'll hear something about that later, possibly. But there's a really nice song he did with Chloe McShane called Hotel. And Da Trump is someone who says he wants to make his own genre. That's his main goal.
Okay.
And so I like what he's trying to do, and just working with a lot of sound pack distributors and real business person. This website is really nice. So yeah.
So how does this start? You decide I'm going to do this thing called Producers United. Do you just go on SoundCloud one day and start hitting these people up, saying, "Hey, I have a plan." What was your vision at first? Like, what did you? I don't want to say sell, but what did you pitch to J1K when you found them? Was it always Producers United from the start, or were you just trying to be a manager, or where did this come from?
Right. Well, I felt like after becoming a manager, it could go to bigger proportions, but it started out like on Facebook as a Facebook group. We started out as like Rappers United, but it wasn't called that. It's called like United Freestyle Club, UFC.
Of course,
and
it was.
And we had a few rappers, and like I'd invite like 15 friends onto the group, and they're really nice people. Like I tried to base it around like good people who are into music, and like some of them support each other, but mostly it'd be like, "Yo, here's my new link, here's my new track."
That happens anytime you let rappers into groups.
Yeah, so. And then I heard this Ninth Wonder quote. He said, producers are more of a brotherhood. So I realized, like, if you want people to support each other, you should probably make a group of producers instead. And so that's why I started with Producers United, and I found, like, three people who are interested, who are good people.
And it just started with that and built from there?
Yeah, so like two of them became active and really pushed it. And we started out with like doing Google Hangouts, sharing tips, resources on like producing and how to get further and how to network. And like these two out of the three people were so into it that like if they didn't like keep posting, I would have given up on the vision. You know, I wasn't
really
confident back then, late 2012. I wasn't really confident about creating anything. I created a freestyle club in college, like had 9 meetings, only two of the sessions people came. And so it was really clutch that people in the early beginnings of teams have to support, otherwise, you know, you never know what's going to happen. So
indeed.
And then I just pitched like, this is a community that supports each other, and I'm not sure why a lot of people were like, yeah, this is awesome, like let's just have a group of family and friends that are producers. But
wait, but listen to that sentence you just said though, like why wouldn't you want to be a part of that, like, you know,
right,
just a family of production, a production family. So now it's at the point where you're bigger, so like these newer guys like the Mr. Chaz and stuff, do they reach out to you, or do you still reach out to them and say, hey, we have this thing?
Yeah, now people have heard more about us, and we had a description on our old SoundCloud that got taken down about like what it takes to be recruited, and so we had a lot of messages on SoundCloud and such about like can I join? But they usually didn't read the rules, which were a lot like you have to be willing to support and push each other's music before your own, and share resources and such. But we're trying to find members, and I read a quote that you have to, for people to appreciate their membership, like fraternities use this, then they have to like prove that they're willing to go and do a lot for the group before getting in. They'll appreciate the group more if they have to prove themselves. So we give like challenges to new members if they're trying to join, to see if they're
clear,
dedicated.
You're not hazing these people though, right?
Yeah, no hazing going on.
No one's having to like eat a
There's
raw
no
onion.
There's no food involved. No, no.
No Hell Week to join
devices.
Producers United.
No,
definitely.
No sequestering innocent. No, no,
you're not even. I'm surprised he's even letting you talk. You
yeah,
know,
I'm quiet. I can be
we
quiet.
Got
no women in the.
I can be quiet.
In
I
the
can.
Fraternity.
It, definitely want to talk about Taking It Back Tuesdays and
yes.
Like, which is tonight for Rec Shop
Movement. Yes.
Got Opus every week. Mm-hmm. Evan Audio is on there tonight for Taking It Back Tuesdays, and I'll be on our show on Saturday. He's a great singer.
If you haven't
singer.
Seen Evan Audio.
Yeah.
He's that dude.
I heard something about one of his recent performances, actually.
At Mindspray?
Yes.
Yes. It was like jaws were being swept off the floor.
I heard something about that.
Yeah, everybody's just... I had to sit down, and I was just like, what is happening? Me and PSA were looking at each other like, is this really happening? He's like, oh, you haven't seen Mr. Evan Audio, have you? And I was like, no, this is my first time. So I was, I kind of lost it a little bit. I went into full groupie status, like, you know, from 0 to 100.
I got to check it out because we're like sort of connected, I guess, okay. Second degree or something like that. We're probably Facebook friends, but like I haven't seen that video.
He's a genuine person and he's a genuine artist, you know, like when you, he's kind of always in his zone, you know what I'm saying? And you can kind of see the music in his eyes, you know what I'm saying? And he has this machine device thing that he uses, and he just layers his vocals and he creates a harmony by himself.
Oh, he's got like a loop.
Yeah, and it's just awesome the way he does it.
I love loop pedals.
Yeah.
My boy Kali is a master with those.
Mm-hmm.
I should plug you in with, actually, we'll talk about that off the air too. Anyway, so real quick, because I want to play another song, and then I do want to get more into talking about other artists and stuff like that. You were starting to say that you are looking for people to join. How do they do that? Because someone is probably listening right now and saying, okay, I'm a producer. I'd love to be involved in this. What do I do?
Right, so I would either email me at theproducersunited@gmail.com or more easily just add me at facebook.com/ SHAWN Patel and talk to me. And like basically, I listen to your music, but more importantly is your... is your personality, and basically, if you're willing to dedicate yourself to Producers United, because what I noticed is that like a lot of people they won't like talk about their own movement, and if you notice like Rec Shop, everywhere you go, every member is talking about their team, but we have a lot of trouble with like going to events and we'll never talk about ourselves and we'll never mention it after a performance. We're very introverted, but that's not an excuse. So basically we need someone, if you're dedicated to pushing a group, like we need like a social media intern as well. That's going to happen down the line. But basically people willing to work hard.
Do you still do the hangouts?
We do it once a while, and we like to talk about our goals and such, and just making sure that people are reaching all their goals in life. It's about looking out for each other.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's good to let other people know your goals so they can check on you.
Definitely. And then you don't pressure people, too, if they're not, like, too into anything. Like, we might have 7 people at the main core of our 25 members who are the main organizers and, like, trying to like discuss what's next for the group, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dope. All right, we're going to play another track from a rapper affiliate.
The way you say rapper.
And he actually sent in a question, so we're going to ask his question after the song.
Okay.
But you are tuned into LFOD Radio. We're here with Producers United. This is Search by Tim Nyan.
First thing to call somebody is crazy, is dismissive. I don't understand this person, so they're crazy. That's bullshit. These people are not crazy. They're strong people. Maybe the environment is a little sick.
Man, you only playing yourself, because if you hate me, you just hating yourself. That's some real. We ain't satisfied with our lives, so we talk about another. So if you do that, I don't trust you. Cause when I leave, you'll just talk about me, but I still love you. Won't even think different of you, cause I ain't perfect, man, I've been through my shit. So how I judge a motherfucker for some shit that I did? I'm just another lost kid trying to find my way. If I can help you find yours, name a time and date. Cause one thing that I always been, man, that sincere. Spoke from the heart since I've been here. I touched pain, felt fear, I kissed tears. And for a man, it's hard to admit you've been scared. But I done ran from this shit for like 10 years. Back on track, but don't move, I'll meet you right where you're at, you feel me? It's crazy in the room full of people. I can still feel alone in my zone, trying to find my way home. Trying to find my way home, my way home. It's crazy in the room full of people. I can still feel alone in my zone, trying to find my way home. Trying to find my way home, my way home. From the heart's the only language that I speak. So this is for those nights that my mama couldn't sleep. The doctors told me that they think I need some help. I was praying to God, thought I was talking to myself. Maybe they was right, but maybe they were wrong, they wasn't there that night. Looking at the pain life handed you, the hurt was tangible. But tell us that we're crazy, treat us like some animals. I ain't crazy, I'm just human. But oftentimes they confuse it. I'm just putting my life in the music and hoping one day you can use it. Yeah, my experience, my only education. Because to me, the rest is all speculation. No hesitation approaching my destination. All the times I feel lost, I know that I'm gonna make it. It's crazy in a room full of people. I can still feel alone in my zone, trying to find my way home. Trying to find my way home, my way home. It's crazy in a room full of people. I can still feel alone in my zone, trying to find my way home. Trying to find my way home, home, my way home.
challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
All right, we're back. Live Free or Die Radio. That was Tim Nyhan, LFOD alumni, with Search. Also, Producers United affiliate. Also, submitted a question for Sean here. First of all, he says he loves us. We love you too, Tim. That's very nice. And I don't... It's not a word I'm really into, but...
Hi, Tim.
Timmy? Oh, snap.
Yeah.
What's up, Timmy?
He's tuned in. Timmy Tune-In. That's what we're going to call him.
Yeah, he's part of Bro Yo-Yo.
He's got it right in his at name. So he wants to know what your most memorable moment has been since you started Producers United.
Oh.
It's a good question.
That's deep. Damn.
Tim is not a shallow dude. We know this.
That's hard. I mean, it might be just... Okay, so I would say there was a point where I was working with a friend of mine, and he was helping me build a certain business, and so I was getting a little sidetracked and starting not to believe in Producers United, and I was like, because he was like, you know, you got to learn to make some money and look out for yourself instead of just promoting and like what are you gonna get out of it. And so for a while I just kind of stopped doing things with the group, like without letting anyone know. I just kind of backed away a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, 2015 or something, and then one of my group members, Da Trump, he was like trying to... He showed me a conversation we had way back when I was trying to recruit him, like what is our vision, he asked me. And so that helped me kind of remember why we started. And then he helped build this flow map chart of what our vision is and where we want to go in the future. And so that made me like really go into all our values and my values and see how we're going to like come back to this. And then from that moment I was like, okay, you brought me back. I'm never giving up on Pro U again. I would say that was it.
That's dope.
That someone cared enough, that helped.
That's crazy, because that was like around when I was figuring out who you were. And right. You were like getting ready to, like, you were just like breaking out in a way. Not that you haven't broke, but I mean, this has been a big year for you, I think.
Thank you.
So
I think from an observer's point of view, I think it's been wonderful watching his evolution. I've slowly watched Sean find his voice over, I'd say, the last year. I think it's been more of a pop, you know what I'm saying? And he's being a lot more vocal, he's being a lot more expressive. And a lot of people don't know how magnificent he is with marketing and promoting when it comes to SoundCloud. He's very, very very well versed when it comes to the inner workings of SoundCloud and how to get the best out of SoundCloud. You know, the Dreampreneurs workshops that they do, that he does, are very good, not just for Pro U, but for anybody that wants to take advantage of. I mean, Pro U, I think, is a collaborative of entrepreneurs, and they just happen to be creative souls as well.
Right.
So it's wonderful watching people like Tim Nyhan and J1K, you know, getting the buzz that they deserve because they're extremely talented. And as time, it's being him is like, he's always working, he's always marketing, he's always doing things, and I know he's done wonderful things for Rec Shop Movement. That's why we made him, he's one of our newest members in, yeah,
I'm really proud about that.
Yeah,
that's and cool, man.
It's because of all the help he's given, not just us as a movement, but as individuals as well. And I think that's something that should also be highlighted about him and ProU, the way that he selflessly just helps everyone he can. You know, so for that, I'm thankful.
Thank you, Michelle. To call him friend. And you do the same thing for so many people.
Thank you.
Mr. Patel, a.k.a. So before we get out of here, before it gets any, you know, we get all teary-eyed and
stuff. Geez.
We want to make sure we cover all the announcements. People can find you at Producers United.
Yep.
They can find the Paranom contest at soundcloud.com/Paranom.
/Paranom-acapellas.
Okay. And we'll try to retweet or repost at least some of this stuff if you hit me with some links or flyers or whatever.
Okay.
And that's all Live Free OD Radio on Twitter, LFOD Radio, everywhere else.
Can we just skip the last song and keep talking?
Yeah, we have 2 minutes, though.
Damn.
Really, 3 minutes, so.
Three minutes.
I just want to say, like, that the being inducted into Rec Shop was probably one of the biggest moments. It's going to be one of the biggest moments looking back in my life, and because they're going to explode. Before I got on the team, I said 2016 would be Rec Shop's year, and 2015 was the Token Takeover year. And like that was the year that everyone's going to know Token. I think this year is going to be the year that everyone knows about Rec Shop. And it's interesting about like Tim Nyan, because like musicians are very lonely people. And I, unfortunately for myself, I think it's the same. So if I walk into a large group of people and I feel I don't fit in, I feel very alone and I don't want to go back. So it's people like Tim Nyan. And it's like that song Search that Tim Nyan did. Like, he feels so alone in a room full of people. So my point is, like, if it wasn't for people like Michelle, Tim, and John Glass, and Mama G that make you feel like family, I wouldn't be in the industry. I would have just quit. And I just want to say ProU is about finding those like-minded people who aren't wasting time on playing video games. I never play video games or watch sports anymore. Just constantly obsessed with self-improvement. Those are the type of people we're looking for. And because of, like, deficiencies and stuff like I have that I can't really afford to watch sports and do these things, so I make up for it by always trying to network and stuff, and so yeah, those are the type of people we're looking for.
They will find you. They will gravitate towards you. I wouldn't worry too much about that. I think you guys are gonna be all right. So I'm going to do my little spiel and get out of here. Michelle, you came on, you know, as a friend of Sean's. You want to let him know what you do real quick?
I'm first and foremost, I'm a poet. I've been a poet my whole life. I'm a proud member of Rec Shop. I've been a member of Rec Shop for many years, and I'm a radio host as well. I have a show every Saturday, 2 to 4. And it's just about spreading love and, you know, love and comfort. You know, that's another thing that we're doing to help out the homeless people. Shouts out to my Rec Shop family and to everybody that's, you know, taking a piece of themselves to give to somebody that doesn't have. So, yeah.
Tent City Radio is amazing.
Beautiful. Yeah, we rock with Rec Shop heavy. Those guys.
Hey, you're wearing a Rec Shop shirt. Looks mighty sharp really on
I
you.
I do. Thank you. We're on the radio, unfortunately. People can't see it. But real quick, so LFODradio.com. The Rex episode is up along with 60 others, so definitely go check that out. If you're an artist and you're tuned in, submissions at LFODradio.com is where you can send your music. We also have a SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/LFOD. It's fire. There's a lot of music we can't play on here because of curses and stuff. So we repost it. There's also a likes playlist. You can just click our likes, see what we're listening to.